Phoenix Audio presents
Compelling Evidence by Steve Martini. The call came in the afternoon. Ben Potter asked me to meet him at Wong's this evening. It was the first time we have spoken in nearly a year, since the day I left the firm. There's something he wants to discuss, but he won't talk about it on the phone. While I dread this, I am unable to find a way to say no. Harry Hines has come with me this evening for a little moral support. Wong's is definitely a cut above his usual nightly haunts. Harry is a generation older than I, another lawyer eternally on the make for a good case. To Harry, a good case is any fee-paying client.
"Mr. Madriani, it's good to see you again," Jay Wong says. "We haven't seen you for some time."
"I look good," he says. "I've lost some weight," he notes. Then a raw nerve.
"How's your lovely wife?"
"Oh, she's fine, fine." I say it with conviction, omitting the details that we no longer live together, and that I have for several months, and despite efforts to restore my wrecked marriage, been anticipating the service of divorce papers. Then I see Ben Potter moving from a table in the dining room toward the bar.
"How about that Ben Potter?" Wong says.
He's tracked on my line of sight.
"What is, he's on his way to Washington."
From Wong, such rumors take on credence. I've been considering this subject for days, anticipating phone calls from the press. Ben Potter now heads a dwindling list of candidates to fill a vacancy on the nation's high court, a position to which he has aspired his entire professional life. I take a sip of scotch, turn my head, and see her. Talia is 30 yards away at a table with a group, Ben's empty chair beside her. She sits silent.